Hello, friends. We are interrupting Healing Hearts to remind you April is not just a month. It's a call to action. This month, we celebrate Volunteer Appreciation and Child Abuse Prevention Month, recognizing those who give their time and hearts to protect our most vulnerable. Every child deserves a life filled with love, safety, and normalcy. But sadly, not every child experiences this. That's where we, as a community, step in. Our amazing volunteers are the unsung heroes working tirelessly to advocate for children's well-being. They're the voices that speak up, the hands that reach out, and the hearts that care deeply. But the fight against child abuse needs much more than just appreciation. It needs action. This April, we invite you to participate in our efforts to protect children, provide them with the normalcy they deserve, and advocate for their rights. Visit www.speakupforkidspbc.org to find out what you can do to amplify the voices of our volunteer advocates. Remember to engage with us on social media. Participate and protect, because every child deserves a champion, and that champion could be you. Now, back to Healing Hearts. Hey there, friend. Welcome to Healing Hearts, where we understand the challenges of parenting children with behavioral, developmental, or emotional divergence. If you've ever struggled with fear, uncertainty, exhaustion, isolation, or even feelings of guilt along your parenting path, we get it. Here, it's all about guiding you through the highs and lows of raising kids who need equal parts love, patience, and empathy. Our approach is a little different. Healing Hearts was created and continues to be hosted by dynamic high school and college students who consider the support of vulnerable or at-risk children and their families critical to student success. What can you expect from us? Encouragement and honest talk with terrific guests, sharing relatable stories and smart tips to make your journey smoother. We also focus on parents and children's mental and emotional health because it's vital. You'll get simple, effective strategies to keep you strong and positive, because parenting is a heroic act. And when advice isn't enough, we point you towards extra help and resources. Stay with us, tune in, and let's take this journey together. We are here to back you up, boost your spirits, and help you confidently face each day. Welcome to the Healing Hearts family. We are so happy to have you here. Hey friends, let's have a heart-to-heart. Being present and engaged in your child's life is one of the most profound gifts you can offer. It's more than just being physically there. It's about immersing yourself in their world, understanding their perspective, and nurturing a relationship built on mutual trust, respect, and love. So let's explore some tools and tips to help navigate engaged parenting. Imagine a scenario with two characters, you and your child, whom we'll call Jordan. You are a dedicated parent, but you struggle to balance work, life, demands, family time, all of the things. Jordan, your curious and energetic 10-year-old, is always eager to share stories about school and friends and even the latest Minecraft adventure. However, you find yourself distracted during these precious moments because your thoughts are wandering to emails, work, and your endless list of things to do. During a quiet evening, Jordan, with a hint of disappointment, asks, "Do you really hear what I'm saying?" That's when you realize that something needs to change. This moment is a turning point, sparking your journey towards becoming more present and engaged. The first tool is active listening. It's about fully concentrating on what is being said rather than passively hearing Jordan's message. You start practicing this by putting away your phone, making eye contact with Jordan, and listening to the stories being told. You summarize what Jordan says and ask follow-up questions, showing genuine interest. This simple act makes Jordan feel valued and understood, and it deepens your connection. Next, there's quality time, and that is crucial. It's not about the quantity, but the quality of the time you spend together. You schedule regular date nights with Jordan, choosing an activity to do together, uninterrupted by the outside world. Sometimes it's building a Lego castle. Other times it's a bike ride around the neighborhood. These moments become sacred when you can share, laugh, and enjoy each other's company fully. Next, there's emotional availability. Being emotionally available is essential. Your child must feel safe sharing their feelings, knowing that they won't be judged or dismissed. You learn to recognize Jordan's emotional cues and openly discuss feelings and thoughts. This vulnerability teaches Jordan how to articulate emotions and that it's okay to have them. Emotional availability fosters a supportive environment where children feel secure and loved. Next, there's mindfulness and self-care. You realize that to be fully present for Jordan, self-care is non-negotiable. You incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily routines, and that could be meditation, journaling, exercise, anything that helps to manage stress and improve focus. When you care for your mental and emotional well-being, you're better equipped to engage with Jordan meaningfully. Next, setting boundaries. And that's both for work and for technology. It's a game changer. You designate specific times for checking emails and social media, ensuring that family time is undisturbed. This benefits your relationship with Jordan and models for him healthy digital habits. Next, you want to encourage independence. Encourage Jordan in his independence by trusting Jordan to make decisions and solve problems. You foster a sense of competence and confidence in your child. This approach requires patience and the willingness to let children make mistakes, but it's crucial for their development. Consistency and routine will also provide a sense of security. You and Jordan establish a daily routine that includes time for homework, play, and family meals. This structure helps Jordan know what to expect each day and ensures times always set aside for you to connect. Next, consider play and creativity. Never underestimate the power of play and creativity. You and Jordan engage in imaginative play, art projects, or storytelling. These activities spark joy and laughter. They encourage creativity and they strengthen your bond. Making education and learning a shared journey can significantly enhance engagement. You take an interest in topics Jordan is learning at school, discuss them at home, find related books or activities. This shared curiosity shows Jordan that learning is a lifelong adventure that you're on together. As you embrace these tools and tips, the transformation is remarkable. You become more present, more engaged, and more connected with Jordan. The journey isn't without its challenges, but the rewards are immeasurable. Your relationship with Jordan blossoms through active listening, quality time, emotional availability, and any of the other tools and tips we shared here today. Remember, engaged parenting is a journey. It's not a destination. It's about making conscious choices every day to be present for your child, to listen to them, to understand their world, and to support them as they grow. Like in this story, you may face setbacks and challenges, but perseverance and love are essential. Your effort to be more engaged and present in your child's life is a gift that will shape their world, offering them a foundation of love, security, and confidence that will last. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We hope you found warmth and wisdom here to help you on your parenting odyssey. What is the best way to support us? Please subscribe, leave a review, and share Healing Hearts with anyone who could use this supportive community. Stay connected with us on social media or visit www.speakup4kidspbc.org for more information. Remember, a heart, like a garden, needs care to flourish. Until next time, you've been listening to Healing Hearts.